The Hero of Carino Beach. The next minute, the four men disappear. Peter climbs onto the railing and jumps. With a splash, he dives into the water, which, after the heat of the pier, seems icy cold. Although the ocean is only 5 meters deep and really quite warm, the shock takes his breath away. He opens his eyes and looks around in the dim water. The young man is nowhere to be seen. Peter emerges. Someone throws a life belt to him. He holds onto it and looks around. Over there, he can see some movement. Peter peers through the water and sees a figure disappear in the shadows under the pier. He grabs the life belt and pulls it along behind him as he swims towards the pillars. The waves keep on throwing him back. Only at the last moment, he notices a huge, jagged splinter sticking out of the wood. Peter looks for a different place, throws the life belt up on the pillar, and climbs up behind it. Then he sees the young trader, who is dripping wet and crouching in between the pillars. His t-shirt and shorts are sticking to his body. He is shaking violently and is pressing one hand to his chest. The colored t-shirt is torn and soaked through with blood. He must have injured himself on the splinter when he climbed out of the water. Peter carefully climbs over to the injured man. Now he can see that the Mexican is only a few years older than he is. The young man's face is distorted by pain. "Did Chef send you after me?" he groans. "Go away! Leave me alone!" "What did you say?" Peter asks, puzzled. "What, Chef? No, nobody sent me. And with an injury like that, you belong in a hospital. What's your name?"
"Jose Santander, but I'm Peter Shaw. Give me your hand. I'll help you."
Peter sounds more confident than he is because he has no idea how to get Jose onto the beach. The Mexican shakes his head and refuses to take Peter's hand. Suddenly, however, he grows pale. His eyes roll back and he topples over. Peter only just catches him before he slides into the water. Peter looks around in despair. He hears the excited voices of the traders on the pier above his head.
"Hello!"
he shouts, but no one can hear him because of the roaring waves. Suddenly, a bright light pierces his eyes. Blinded, he squeezes them shut and hears the humming of a motor. A boat. He waves wildly and shouts, "Here!"